Each week at this time, this station presents a legislative report with your state representative, Warren Kampf, of the 157th Legislative District in Chester and Montgomery counties. Representative Kampf, welcome to this report to your constituents. While the House is in action right now, we've just had a couple of floor sessions, and you've been assigned to some new committees. What committees you've been assigned to? What kind of issues you think you're going to be dealing with there?
I've been assigned to labor and industry, to urban affairs, consumer affairs, and local government. Labor and industry, I hope, is going to take up some issues like unemployment and workers' compensation and also prevailing wage laws. I think there's a way to try to reduce the burden on both our job sector and also our local governments, which have to spend money because of some of these state rules. And I'd like to be a part of, in committee, leveling the playing field a little bit and making it a little easier for our local governments and our job creators. Consumer affairs is going to help me to protect our citizens, our constituents, from fraud and faulty products. It's also going to be an opportunity to deal with the regulated industries of power through the Public Utility Commission. And that's a way, I think, to balance between consumer protections and also not over-regulating our job creators. Local government for me is right in my sweet spot because I was a township supervisor for 7 years, so I think I bring some pretty good experience to that committee.
There's also been a lot of talk about reform in Harrisburg to state government in general and to the House of Representatives. The governor, of course, has introduced some reforms, and I understand the House is moving on some bills. What's going on?
I kind of look at it in two categories. With respect to the House and some of the what have been called in the past legislative perks, I refuse the state pension, I refuse the state COLA or cost of living increase, and I also am submitting my expenses rather than taking the per diems, the daily kind of lockstep amounts that are available. I think Governor Corbett would like to see per diems done away with, and I'm pleased to say that I agree with him. And also car leases. In the past, members were allowed to have car leases, cars essentially given to them on the taxpayer dime. I've been submitting my expenses for my car travel and train travel, and I'm going to continue to do that, and the House is, at least our caucus, is totally in favor of that. So on that end, on the legislative perks, I think we're moving in the right direction. There are House bills that our leadership wants to take up for consideration very quickly. They deal with things like trying to have more transparency in government spending, creating an online searchable database for all government expenditures. There are whistleblower legal changes which will protect people in state government and those people who are using state dollars in the private industry if they find fraud or waste or abuse. And to kind of sort of strengthen right-to-know rules as well for government action. I think that's something that our citizens have been asking for, and it's time that we move in that direction. One other bill is to do away with legislators being allowed to create nonprofits. And you may recall former Senator Fumo was convicted in federal court and sent to prison for really abusing the nonprofit that he set up and misusing what were monies that were directed there really through the power of his influence in Harrisburg. I'm particularly interested in voting in favor of doing away with that practice.
And I understand these bills have already moved through committee, so what's the view in terms of the actual action?
They have moved through committee, and I'm hopeful that we can take them up and pass them, all of them. I mean, we have a package of 5 or 6 in the next couple of weeks, but we'll see how that goes.
Representative Kampf, thanks for this report, and tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Warren Kampf.